Welcome to another Igayudut, and with me is
Esther Green Nkwakluk.
And I'm Diane McGachran. My Yupik name is Alak. And today we're going to talk about being supportive and ways of thinking about the big typhoon that happened and the people who were impacted greatly. So we wanted to kind of talk about ways of supporting people, and also how can people who had to leave because of the storm, what are some ways to be helpful or ways that they can think about what happened to them that might be helpful? So in doing that, you and I, Esther, we were talking about sharing support for those people who were impacted by the typhoon. And we imagined being in their shoes and thinking about how they had to leave their homes, their communities, even their lands. And we just kind of were thinking about them and what they may be going through.
Boy, we feel compassion, care, and curiosity about how everyone is handling this life-changing thing that everybody is facing downriver.
Yeah.
We understand that it hurts to lose everything and hope they can be replaced. And we dearly know in our hopes everything will be replaced. It hurts. Your mind, your heart, your soul, and even your body to lose everything. And you're standing there with nothing.
I know. Maybe just a bag.
Terrible.
Yeah. We were thinking about that and how we just send a lot of love and compassion to all who might be listening to this show who have been impacted. We're with you. And we were also thinking about how you're far away from the storm and its chaos now. It's that part is over. So now we move into going forward from there. And so what were some of the things you had talked about that you would have want to remind people or encourage them now that they've had to move and are settling in new places?
Natmun ayang ramda kasan ngalingu kasat nun nit nun kwangkura unayu yagakput nalu yagutu takput yu yagakput umyakhuluku jalilu umyakhuluku Tiulamta alkhutait nasuyagutsaqaput khatto takwam umyam tin akkaqlupin pitsiqut nariunneurutit asillerit talillu umyaqnaqput khatnayu qarlaanerngaittut lit na white ti Juan Gudalu Damatum Pison Railing Ragut lit na white good Jalisu Nasuerus Nagu Ik heb ze niet gekregen, maar ik heb ze niet gekregen. 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 Ik Kai, jaga lupi, pegi lupi. Kuya nak fasi, plu kuluni. Tawam jamk, lidut, kuang kudasu, ma nunam unrilum, kainani witaskani. Kuskuk fimawatini. Lit nachtigluidalu, gaisum, ubinga, ubingan kjagerab. Ja, lidut, dat dort naiu kutsadun, adeu hagelugu, aling nachtsche, adeu hagelugu, plugulugu. Wow. Lit nachtig gaitgut. Ata atunum litnautiku kut.
Huh.
Yeah. That's something to look forward to. Good lesson.
Oh.
Good lesson that came out of this big wind.
Right, right. Well, that's another way of looking at it that we had talked about the other day was how can you have acceptance, still have gratitude, and have hope.
Mm.
Even you've been through this, you know, so you can be grateful that you made it through the storm.
Mm-hmm.
You can be grateful if you notice something beautiful in the sky around you in Anchorage, or you see the mountains in the distance, or maybe the wind moving through the trees in Anchorage. So finding everything you can to be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Will also be helpful to getting through this day today. You know, grateful for your family and friends being mm-hmm. safe. And then the other one we talked about is having hope. And you might want to say that in Yukden. I'll say this part in English, that hope gives you energy.
Mm-hmm.
And taking care of hope and growing hope within you can give you energy to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a way to say that in Yukden?
Yeah.
About hope? Like hope can be kind of a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
It probably got people through the storm, mm-hmm. hoping that it would end, hoping that they would stay safe, kept them moving forward even while they were in the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so we encourage people to cultivate that, you know, yeah. grow that within them. And the thing is, if you're somebody who's listening to somebody who's telling you about their experience with the typhoon and how they're trying to adjust in Anchorage, just know you don't have to have any answers.
Uh-huh.
Just listening is enough and caring about what the person is sharing with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's really powerful to be able to do that
yeah.
and not feel like you have to give them an answer or try to fix something for them. Just listening, you know, after being, you know, working on or trying to be grateful, having hope. And the other one is accepting that the typhoon happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, to move through that in an easy way, that all this chaos will pass in its own time.
Yes.
Might not be on your timeline, but it is changing, and life is going on.
One big thing that I could say thank you forever to them is the rescuers.
I know. Yeah.
Thanks for their strength, ability to take care of people.
Yeah.
Bring them to safety and all that. Wow.
That's really awesome. There what were
they,
a lot, yeah.
What they did is something enormous so that people can be placed where it's safe.
I'm very grateful to that, too.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. So we also talked about, and maybe there's a way to say this in Yukden, too, is, and I like the way you said it in English. You said it's good to have a soft heart toward each other during this time.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that, like having a soft heart?
Let me say this. When you're upset and full of something because something bad happened, and you say something, and if somebody shouts, it was like that, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, you shouldn't feel like that? Like that kind of thing?
Yeah. And it hurts.
It does, yeah.
Let's not be that way.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how tired we are, we should have compassion.
Yeah, that's right.
Treat everyone the way you want to be treated.
Yep, that's a really nice way to be supportive to people who have been through a really hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing we talked about, I'm curious if you had more to say about this, but to think about, one thing we thought of was it might be nice for people to think about how your ancestors would handle going through a storm like this. How would you imagine your ancestors way long ago, if they went through this, what do you think they would do?
One of the hope message from them, it can ring up in my head. Even though I wasn't with them, everything will be replaced, but not at this moment.
It's going to be on a different timeline.
And
when you imagine your ancestors going through something, now this is, I'm talking about like before cars, before motors, before guns, way, way back. How do you think your ancestors handled big events like a giant storm, or how do you think they kept going?
Well, they've already have learned before something happens. They have learned safety rules from their ancestors. Because their ancestors got that thing from their ancestors.
I know. It goes way back. What do you think their mental attitude would be after a really big storm like that?
I'm okay. I'm alive. I'm ready to live. Even everything that I have is gone.
Wow.
And should be thankful if you are good with your hands.
Yes.
Talent.
Yes. You still have all your talent.
Yeah.
And you still have all your wisdom. You still have all your knowledge. And that's something that's good when you've been through something like this, to really feed yourself those kind of thoughts too, that, okay, it's okay. I got through it. I'm still Yupik. I'm still me.
And we don't have to be ashamed. No.
Right.
Just accept it the way it was and be thankful it's It's gone now.
Mm-hmm. And we were thinking about, like, at some point, it's okay to think about what can you learn from having gone through an experience like this? What are some things that it might teach you about life or the earth?
The thing, that's right there. If you think of it, you will, your mind will let you picture what's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
The questions that goes to you, not anyone else,
mm-hmm.
but you. What is it in me that I need to fix?
Okay, yeah. What can I learn from having gone through this?
Mm-hmm.
How can I grow, right, as a person?
Yeah. And ask questions. Am I being fair to my family?
Mm-hmm.
Am I accepting person? Am I wanting all my family members to be close to me?
Mm-hmm.
See, yeah. All these.
Yeah, it can give you a lot to think about.
Yes.
And it can give you an opportunity to sort through who you are as a human being and really to be aware of how you're going to grow and develop too.
Or do I bring out a lot of reasons why?
Mm-hmm.
Just me,
mm-hmm.
my attitude. How's my attitude? See, this big wind can move something that you never thought of before.
Yep, that's right.
How am I living my life?
I know. It can give you an opportunity to, like,
yeah,
really review.
Yes.
How you are as a person, what you're doing in your life.
Yeah.
That's really powerful. When you think about this typhoon, do you think it's trying to tell us something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard our ancestors say,
mm-hmm.
our climate will change while people change.
Oh.
Go along together.
Oh, so if we've been changing our relationship to the land, it's going to react back
mm-hmm.
to us.
Yep.
So you're thinking,
yeah,
this typhoon might be telling us something.
What nam kan ro mimi sa khuk chime tuk sa khuk chime tuk yun nim malik. The climate will change following the people.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, we should be careful.
Yeah.
So in a way the typhoon was another being,
mm-hmm.
like a relative. Do you see it like that, where in terms of, like, the kind of relationship we mm-hmm. have, whether it's a storm or a sunny day or it's berries or it's a flood, we're all connected to all of it.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you see, if the land feels, oh, my goodness, these people are disturbing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the land can say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way they treat me or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a... So the land, you treat it like your good friend.
Right. Because you want it to treat you like a good friend. Back and forth.
The treatment you give out.
Yeah.
It can bounce back to you.
Yes.
Whether it's kind or ugly.
Yeah.
So we have to. We have to be watchful. Don't live like a proud person.
Yeah. That's really powerful because the storm is so overwhelming and terrifying. And now that it's passed, it's good to reflect now. Okay, what was that? What can I learn? What can we learn from that?
Okay, we don't have to blame us, you know. When our Creator created everything, and the things that's supposed to happen here and there and there, they're all written down. They're written down, and when they happen, one who is wise in the mind will recognize what their ancestors told them that it will be.
Yeah,
I think it will happen.
I think I've heard a lot of elders talk about. They started seeing a long time ago the changes in the climate starting to happen, and they put out kind of warnings like, "Be careful, things are changing. You'll have to adjust." And
see, if you injure the land, even the mountains, if you injure them, then the land, animals will be injured. Therefore, me, who love to eat, will be injured too.
Right. Yeah, there won't be as many of those birds you like so much. So that's another way of understanding the typhoon and understanding our relationship to it and whether we need to learn more about the human-climate interaction and how it's being impacted. That makes sense.
Anything we don't know, we should ask. Ask around the people, scientists, or things like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there that backs up what you're saying, though, about the connection between human behavior and climate changes that we see. Yeah. So kind of to tie things up, let's look at if you have not been impacted by the storm. We kind of talked about a few ways that you can be supportive to those who were affected. By being a good listener, if you're a Yupik person, keep being a Yupik person. Not having answers, just try to be understanding and caring.
Now is the time to get close to elders, our elders. Because they hold a lot of answers.
They do, yep. That's why I'm talking to you right now.
I'm not the one who knows everything.
You know a little. Okay? You'll do. You'll pass.
That doesn't mean I'm the smartest. No way. And here's one thing that I wanted to share is typhoon is it by itself. It can mind its own business for a long time. Sometimes kind of stick around a little bit to disturb us.
Yes. Well, it did that.
And let's say I was mad at Typhoon.
Mm-hmm.
Really mad at it. And I start calling all kinds of names
of the typhoon.
For the typhoon.
Mm-hmm.
And just hate it and belittling
the typhoon, yeah.
Our elder says that's not the way to approach that kind of happening, or even our human enemies.
Oh. How should you be instead?
And they said, just let it be.
Okay.
You cannot control it.
No.
You cannot control whatever's happening over there.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can control is you.
Yeah. That goes not just for the typhoon. You can't control humans. Even we try, we really can't control other human beings. But like you said, and what we've been talking about is how you control yourself, how you use acceptance, gratitude, and hope to keep going, how you stay a Yupik human being no matter where you are, and how you can learn about yourself through this experience. And there's strengths that you will also discover down the road that you have gained from having gone through this.
See, we would not have talk about this right this minute if the typhoon didn't happen.
Right, I know. Yeah, so we're doing it too. We're learning and thinking about it and being curious about what all this means and how do we move forward? How can we be a good listener to the people who have suffered through this? But I like what you said, how your ancestors would just accept it and move on. Like, you can't let it stop you.
Mm-hmm.
So
now is the time to get ready.
I know.
That's what they'll say.
Mm-hmm.
What will you do next time when that happens? Or when you know it'll happen sometime, but you don't know the time. Right now, what do you do?
Well, because now, the other thing that people will develop and discover if they use their mind in a good way while they go through this, they are going to grow a lot of wisdom that they didn't know they had. And down the road, that wisdom will probably come into play in some way. So do you think that's a good place to end for now? We touched on a lot of different parts of this. And again, we just send our love and compassion to the people who are listening and have been through the typhoon. And even if you didn't go through it directly, all of us in the region were impacted in some way. And so we feel ourselves connected to everyone.
Itaki. Huangutnik asu kokuluta ilaputlukin kokuluki. Jifwa unna kakan unna kumi akshakam khitkut jivlamta akkai muumi. Huatn kanrut lakkaitkut. Unna mgata ilatn kin kokkiki. Taunatta ngate ukkhlaut unna kakan. Huangutnik.
All right. Thanks so much, Esther. Okay, well, that's our show for this time for December, and we look forward to having another discussion and sharing that with you in January. Thank you for listening to Igayutit, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.